أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنما أعظكم بواحدة أن تقوموا لله مثنى وفرادى ثم تتفكروا ما بصاحبكم من جنة إن هو إلا نذير لكم بين يدي عذاب شديد. In the surah, from the beginning, the surah of Saba, the main subject that were discussed was the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, the Risalat of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to believe in the life of the Akhirah. And these are the most important cardinal principles of Islam. If a person believes so much also, truly, and he dies with that, he will enter Jannah finally. So now, and this is the great beauty of the Quran Sharif, after discussing all the subjects, now at the end, Allah Ta'ala, by way of summary of the whole subject, says to the people that now you yourself think about these same subjects, the same three subjects. قُلْ تُكِ O my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell the people, إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدَ مَنْ تُو إِكْ هِي نَسِيحَتْ كَرْتَا هُمْ I am advising you, making wa'az, giving you a lecture bayan of only one thing. Think for yourself. أَنْ تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادَ کہ تم کہ اوٹ کھڑے ہو اللہ کے نام پر دو دو اور ایک ایک. For the sake of Allah, take some time out of your life. Whether it is two people, one person. Take out some time and ponder about this matter. Think very soberly about this message which I have been given you. ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا پھر دھیان کرو. Ponder about it, meditate. How fair the Quran is and how beautiful that you think for yourself. All this that I have been telling you, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the Tawheed, about Risalat, about Akhirat, you think of it for yourself, and then you will realize, مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّ کہ اس تمہاری رفیق کو کچھ سودا نہیں. That this friend of yours, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not affected by any jinn. That is what they used to claim also. You know his life, from his birth he was born in Makkah. He grew up in front of you. His whole life is clear like a white sheet in front of you. See if you find anything, whatever he has said, the advices he has given, is that the words of a mad person? Is that the words of a person who has been affected by jinn? What beautiful advisors, how logical he has been given. In huwa illa nadhirul lakum, ye to ek darane wala hai tumko. It is nothing more, but you can see clearly that he has come as a warner to you. He is desiring your good, that you must be saved from all tortures and torments and difficulties and hardships of this life, or at the time of maut in the qabr, on the day of qiyamah, and forever thereafter in jahannam. He wants to save you. That is all his mission. He has nothing else, nothing to gain materially from you. He doesn't want anything from you. He's only warning you of the terrible consequences if you don't bring iman and you don't correct your life. بین یدی عذاب شدید ایک بری آفت کے آنے سے. In front of him, what he is worried about is a terrible punishment that will come, and he's so desirous to save you from that punishment. Then how can you ever turn against him? You should open heartedly accept his advices and whatever he tells you. He has got no agendas of his own. He hasn't got any hidden agendas. He hasn't got anything. All he wants is to save you from this terrible punishment. قُلْ مَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ فَهُوَ لَكُمْ تو کہ جو میں نے تم سے مانگا ہو کچھ بدلا سو وہ تم ہی رکھو. And say to them that I did not ask you of any reward. If you think I should get any reward for that, You keep it. I don't want anything from you. Nothing material. And that was be the condition of a true da'i, that he wants nothing from Allah, from the people. All he wants is their good, to warn them of a terrible consequence and punishment that will follow. In ajriya illa ala Allah. Mera badla hai usi Allah par. My reward is solely and only on Allah. Allah will reward me, and he knows my intentions, and he knows my work, and according to that he will reward me. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. اور اس کے سامنے ہے ہر چیز. And everything is in front of Allah Ta'ala. He knows clearly what is in my heart, and why a day and night I'm making this effort and calling you people towards belief in Allah and towards correcting your life, so that you can get saved from this punishment. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَقْذِفُ بِالْحَقِّ. To keh mera Rabb phenk raha hai sacha deen. Say to them, my Allah Ta'ala is throwing down the truth. That is, the truth is being revealed from Allah Ta'ala. And why the word yaqdhifu is used? That is to throw and crush something. That is, the truth which Allah is revealing crushes all the false beliefs. And you can see very clearly that what I'm teaching and these beliefs I'm calling to are 100% true, and they are crushing the falsehood. Allamul ghuyub. Or wo janta hai chupi cheeze. And Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly all the hidden things also. That why you are not bringing iman is not because you don't realize the truth. The people of Makkah realized it, but their pride on the one side, and they did not want to give up their lifestyle which they were living. That is, like today also, many people know what is the right, but to give up going to wrong places, living a filthy, dirty lifestyle which has become so enjoyable, people don't want to give up that lifestyle. Though they understand the truth, they know what is right. So in this way, the kuffar and the mushriks of Makkah also knew the truth, but they did not want to accept it because their pride blocked it, and also they didn't want to give up the lifestyle they had. So Allah further says, قُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ. To keh ayah deen satya. Say to them, the true religion has come. The true way of life has now come. Well, I'm inviting you, I'm calling you. If you don't want to accept, it is up to you. But now the deen of Allah has come, and it's going to overtake all the other ways of life, all the other religions. And this we saw clearly, that how the deen of Islam came and overtook Makkah Sharif, overtook the Arabian Peninsula, and from there spread to the far corners of the world. And today also, if the present day Muslims stand up on their deen and they practice upon their deen will flourish in the world again. وَمَا يُبْدِيُ الْبَاطِلُ وَمَا يُعِيدُ. اور جھوٹ تو کسی چیز کو نہ پیدا کرے اور نہ پھر کر لائے. And falsehood is something that it will always be destroyed. The falsehood can never ever exist. People will see very clearly, in any case, a person who lies, a person who has got an evil, sinister plot. For a while, maybe you can fool the people with propaganda, etc. But very soon, people will realize the truth. The falsehood has to vanish, and truth has to come. وَمَا يُعِيد. And it will never return again. That is, the truth of Islam has come, and it will remain forever in the world. And nobody, no matter how much they try and cover up Islam, hide it from the people, make propaganda and show Islam and Muslims to be bad people, but the truth has to prevail. So the only necessity is the people of truth, the Muslims themselves, must stand up for the deen, and they must practice deen, and they must bring this deen to other people as well. And then even today, the truth, Allah will make it so manifest. وآخر دعوانا